Dear people, I had a dream in which the Lord appeared as a corporate businessman. He was in the process of doing evaluations on us. I was given this scripture to interpret and understand the meaning of that part of the dream. Luke 13:6-10. And he began telling this parable. A man had a fig tree which had been planted in his vineyard, and he came looking for fruit on it and didn't find any. And he said to the vineyard keeper, "Behold, for 3 years I have come looking for fruit on this fig tree without finding any. Cut it down. Why does it even use up the ground?" And he answered and said to him, "Let it alone, sir, for this year too, until I dig around it and put in fertilizer. And if it bears fruit next year, fine. But if not, I'll cut it down." For 3 years, the landowner came looking for fruit on the fig tree. I want to point out that 3 is a very significant number in God's economy. Jesus ministered for 3 years. Jesus was in the grave for 3 days, and he was resurrected on the 3rd day. Jesus had an inner circle of 3, Peter, James, and John. 3 things will endure: faith, hope, and love. The kingdom of God consists of 3 things, righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Spirit. God himself has 3 parts, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We are made up of 3 parts, body, soul, and spirit. Heaven has 3 main rooms as illustrated by the tabernacle of Moses, the outer court, inner court, and most holy place. 3 things are in agreement on the earth: the blood, water, and the spirit. God has given us 3 things, love, power, and a sound mind, and I could go on and on. What I see in this is that God works in 3-year cycles in our spiritual lives. He does 3 things during the 3 years. He plants, cultivates, and prunes. He plants vision, calling, assignments, and purpose in each of our hearts. He looks for growth and fruit each year, which is the evaluation that I saw him doing in the dream. Toward the end of the 3-year cycle is the time where he does final evaluations. We need to pay attention, as this is where our church and many of us individually are right now. If he does not find fruit, or when he is looking for an even greater harvest, he will begin to dig around in our hearts and put in fertilizer. I have seen this pattern over and over in my own spiritual journey. God begins to do new things in my life, and it always begins with him digging around in my heart, removing things that do not belong there, and putting things in that will cause fruit to grow in my life. This is a very critical and sometimes painful time. However, it is a crucial evaluation with the Lord as our future is being weighed. Our heart attitudes during this time must be one of surrender and humility in order to receive the new assignments, giftings, promotions, and anything else he has for us. John 15:2. Every branch in me that does not bear fruit, he takes away, and every branch that bears fruit, he prunes it so that it may bear more fruit. This year has been a year of the most intense pruning that I have personally and corporately ever experienced. God has removed people, relationships, jobs, finances, and ministry from our lives in order to bring forth a greater increase and further establish us, if we will let him have his way. God always teaches a way to establish, never to diminish. Hebrews 10:9. Corporately, we have come to the end of a 3-year cycle, and God is doing evaluations right now on our hearts. He is digging and fertilizing for the coming 3-year cycle in front of us. Many blessings. Byron Wicker.